But I also really became immersed in volunteering in Toastmasters. And Toastmasters is an organization. It's an internationally known organization. It exists worldwide, but it stresses and helps people to develop their communication and leadership skills.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Haddad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres-Haddad and I'm here with
Vera. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Vera Egli. I'm so happy to see you. And today we have someone that I've known for many, many years now, at least seven. And I've always considered her a mentor. I just basically someone I want to be like when I grow up. She has such an impact on not just my life, everyone that she's met. And I thought she'd be perfect to be part of this episode because oftentimes we think wealth is just in monetary, but yes, we obviously are promoting that too. But I love what I just recently heard Warren Buffett talk about during his conference, as he says he's known a lot of people very wealthy that have died alone. And for him, he's like, that's something I wouldn't want. He's like, I want to invest in my family, invest in my friends, my community. And I couldn't think of anyone better than Margaret. Margaret Mitchell is someone who is a leader in her community, and you're going to love everything about her. But she is known as a storyteller, a poet from Compton, and with her experiences as a Black woman who believes in interconnectedness of all and resilience and ultimate triumph of the human spirit. She has been published in Miss Magazine, Black American Literature Forum, and the storytelling bistro, which she'll tell us a little bit more about. She's also been mentor in my Toastmasters journey, my public speaking journey, my TEDx journey. And just overall, she just checks on me when I haven't been able to go to meetings, or just genuinely a good friend. And I consider her as a beautiful family member as well. So Margaret Mitchell, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much, Natalie. And I'm just so pleased to be here today. And thank you for that introduction. And thank you so much for welcoming me here today. It's a great opportunity.
Thanks. We're super excited to have you. And what we do is we typically start off with a question around, because it is Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, around wealth. And we wanted to ask you, Margaret, what is the best investment you have ever made? And it can be financial, personal, just in general, the best investment you have ever made.
Thank you so much for that question. The best investment that I've ever made is to invest in people. Now, that's the general way that I would look at it. But in terms of a financial investment, the best investment I ever made was to purchase my home. I've only purchased one as a single woman, and I was 40 years old. And that may be a little late, but it's always better late than not at all.
Absolutely. And what is late nowadays, right? It's just whenever the time is right for you, that's when the time is right. Yes. So that's just so fantastic and inspiring to hear for so many women listening to the show.
Absolutely. I think 40 is that's still relevant today. And you just said it as a single woman. I think that is empowering for women all over to hear that. Right. And on top of that, you're a mom, a grandmother, a great grandmother, and you are truly creating generational wealth for not just those that come after you, but you've mentioned taking care of your mother, taking care of family members. So I think that's something so beautiful. If you can tell us a little bit more about what you've been up to, because when I say I want to be like you when I grow up, it's because not only are you enjoying your retirement well, but you continue to invest in yourself as well. And I know you came out with the book, and, you know, talk a little bit more about what you've been doing lately.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Well, I retired at the age of 61 and had actually planned not to retire until I was 65 or older, but I was fortunate to be able to retire a little early. And after I retired, it's something that happened happens to retired people. You just keep on working. People find things for you to do. My children, suddenly they needed help with their children. So I got to have more responsibilities as a grandmother, which I loved. But I also really became immersed in volunteering in Toastmasters. And Toastmasters is an organization. It's an internationally known organization. It exists worldwide, but it stresses and helps people to develop their communication and leadership skills. I'm basically shy. I'm an introvert. I used to just feel just shaky, shaky, shaky when I had to appear before people. But Toastmasters helped me to do something called taking those butterflies and putting them in formation so that they can fly. And so I've been involved in Toastmasters, helping other people who want to develop their communication skills. And I've also been involved in storytelling. I discovered storytelling, that there was such a thing as stories for adults. And once I heard a master storyteller tell a story, I said, oh, I want to do that. So I have been studying storytelling. I have been practicing storytelling. And I've also been teaching other people how to tell stories to get your point across much more effectively. So that's one of the things I've been up to. Another thing I've been up to is participating in a class, a workshop for students at the Charles Drew a School of Medicine and Science. And you'll know about that, Natalie, because you also participated and in fact chaired that 1 year. So that's another thing I've been involved in.
Yeah, it does not sound like retirement is anywhere in that picture. So that's fantastic. But isn't that so great? That's what I love, is that my husband and I always say, when you're living out your potential, there is no retiring from that, right? You're just continuously putting it out there. And it's, yes. You mentioned Toastmasters. I lived in Switzerland. My husband is Swiss. I lived in Switzerland for about 5 years. And one day, this very shy colleague of mine got up and talked in front of the entire staff. He was going to talk about like the customer service department or something like that. So we were like, oh, what are we going to hear now? It was the most incredible presentation. And he afterwards said, I am an avid member of Toastmasters. And this is where I learned how to, you know, any topic, just bring it forth in a way that is relatable. So that's great that you volunteer and you push that, because I always thought he was a shy guy that never said anything, and he blew all of us away. He's probably one of the best speakers I've heard in a long time at a company doing customer service. So it was really fantastic. I see that picture behind you, the Storytelling Bistro. Is that your book?
It is a book that I helped to edit, and I also have some of my stories and poems in that book. And the Storytelling Bistro is a book that a Toastmasters club that I belong to decided that on our 10th anniversary, we wanted to do something special. And all the members are storytellers, and we're all along the continuum in terms of very new storytellers to very experienced storytellers. So we said, okay, if you have a story that you'd like to include in this book, send it to us. And so we selected among those that we thought were among the best. We put it out, and I have some of my work in that too. It was a lot of fun putting that book together, and a challenge.
Yes, I highly recommend getting that book, everybody. It's beautiful learning from different experiences. And I love how she's like, you've been in retirement almost 2 decades. And I love that she is, I always say, like, she has the energy of a young person and just constantly reinventing and doing something. And I think you just published this book a couple years ago, or less than that?
It's been less than that. It came out December of this past year.
I love that. So anyone that's listening on getting a book published, it does not matter what age you're doing it. And I love that she's like, this is what I'm doing on my retirement. And obviously I've also heard her speak in front of large groups all the time. And I think she is probably one of the best storytellers I've ever met. It's those people you're just like, keep talking, no matter. And she made some stories that are, you know, talking about like when it comes to Robert's Rules of Order, and somehow she makes that very pleasant. And storytelling is something we all need, especially as business owners. It's like, people want to know why you started your business. Why is it that you what you do. And if you're not a good storyteller, chances are you're not going to get that customer, or you're not going to get that sponsorship, or chances are you're going to lose someone to someone else because they had a better story than you did, even though they do the exact same thing. So it's wonderful hearing what you've done. If before we end, is there one thing that you can talk about that maybe made you feel you not reinventing yourself, but just trying something new? Like I know you're constantly those people that try something new, getting out of your comfort zone. Like you said, you're an introvert. Is there something that maybe you can advise for people that are afraid to start something new or feel, or that, you know, I hear 30-year-olds say they feel too old to start a whole new career. So is there anything that you can shed some light on that? Cause it is about enjoying every state of life.
Thank you, Natalie. Is there something I'd like to do? Just present it. When you contacted me about being on the show, I was a little bit hesitant because I thought, I have never been on a podcast before. I don't know how to present myself with that. And then I remembered, well, you know, Margaret, just take the skills that you already have and go forth and do it. And I think unless you're opening yourself up to good things that come to you, and that's what I felt about it. I said, this is an opportunity. So take it and you'll learn something from it. And then what I learned, I can invest in somebody else and perhaps pass that on. So I'm so grateful that you did invite me. And I've had fun here in getting to know, knowing you better, Natalie, and you better getting to know you for the first time. It's been a delight.
Same here. And I have a feeling that this will be the first of many podcasts to come. You see how fun it is?
It is.
I was just thinking, I was like, I think she should be our co-host. And, you know, especially yes. It's always nice when one of us go on vacation or we're doing something else that we can't. You'd be a great co-host. I've seen her interview on many other platforms. So I'm proud to say we're her first for podcasting. And it's really that people believe in you. I've always admire all your work. And so, you know, be able for people to share this and people that might be watching this through the video. I love the representation, right? She represents Compton. She represents women of color. She represents single women, women that are mothers, women that have really been trailblazers. And, you know, I talk about her all the time. It's because I'm surrounded by strong women. And so thank you for being a part. I know you have one thing. Go for it.
There's one thing I want to say, and that is when you invest in other people, Natalie's very kind to say that that I have been her mentor. And when she first came to the club, I was. But the thing is that she has taught me so much. And so it goes both ways. So invest in other people and it will come back to you.
I'm like tearing up.
That was really sweet.
So much, but yes, I know Vera's like, let's hold it together. Thank you so much, Margaret. And where can people connect with you if they want to, you know, reach out, especially get your book? How can they contact you?
Well, our book is on Amazon.com. So you can go there. You can contact me at you can see my name on the screen, Margaret@thestorymasters.org. Or Ms. Marge, MSMARGE 38 at hotmail.com.
Well, thank you very much, Margaret. Again, I don't know how many more times I can say thank you. We just really appreciate it. So everyone, the show notes will have her contact information as well. So as always, we appreciate the audience being here, learning with us, exchanging with us. If you have any questions, feedback, topics you want to hear on Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, please send us your emails, DMs. You can find us on social and we will see you soon. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.